drought for Washington is longer than the Cowboys. Yet this moron was actually sitting there talking trash about the Cowboys drought.
Within Damian Wilson's mind that said, hey, you know what? They have absolutely nothing to lose should this escalate, and I have everything to lose.
Now look, here's my thing. Eli Manning is guilty. I don't even care what the evidence says.
All right. You are now rocking with the best, and it is time for the inaugural premiere episode of Catch the Fade podcast. Of course, you are rocking with the one and only Patrick Walker and myself, KD Drummond. You know where to find us on Twitter, and we're here to give you the barbershop treatment on all things Dallas Cowboys. What's going on with you, Pat?
Not much, man. Just out here, you know, grinding for the people, man. How about yourself?
Man, I got no complaints. It sounds like you out there in the wilderness, bro. You backed up by some forest or something? I hear crickets and all
kinds of... Sometimes you just gotta get away just for a spell, man. Especially when things happen to like today with Damian Wilson and everything, man. So sometimes after a day like that, you just kind of gotta go into the natural state.
Yeah,
I'm out in the natural state.
That brother Damian Wilson might need a snicker. He need to get away. Southwest Airlines. He need to do something because that's crazy. We'll talk about that in a second. But the thing that I wanted to lead off with, first of all, because we can't give him everything up top, we're gonna start off with the what, because when it hit my timeline today, I was kind of trying to figure out what the hell is going on. Dak Prescott is now getting dinged on his off-field persona, I guess if you want to call it, because he didn't sign, or he's accused of not signing. Let me say that. Let me back it up. He's accused of not signing personally a little bit of memorabilia from Panzini, one of these companies that does signatures on bubblegum cards. And I guess supposedly this dude got a machine to do a signatures for him, and people are in the uproar. What's up with that, man?
Hey, man, it just seems like right now the hot topic is one of the hot topics in the world of sports is sports memorabilia. Is it authentic? Is it not authentic? Of course, you got, you know, Eli Manning. He's caught up in the sauce right now. He's being accused of, you know, pushing off fake merchandise. And now the same thing happened with Tack McKinley, the rookie pass rusher for the Atlanta Falcons.
Right.
He got caught up and accused of something similar. And now here we go with Dak Prescott. And the world's just jumping on it more so now with him than anyone else for two reasons. Number one, up to this point, Prescott's off the field and on the field demeanor have been absolutely immaculate.
Squeaky clean.
Exactly. And then you double that up with the fact that he is, in fact, the Cowboys quarterback. So kind of a win-win for those who want to find something wrong with Dak Prescott. So, you know, right now it's just allegations, man. You know, there were, what, three or four. Like you said, little bubblegum cards that he was supposed to autograph, but there's been no official comment received from either Prescott nor his lawyer or his agent, I should say, as far as if he was ever even presented with the cards for them to be autographed. But what we do know is his autograph is on the cards, and the authentication company is alleging that it was done with auto pen versus an actual handwritten autograph or signature. So that's where we are right now. Right now it's just allegations. No true comment from Prescott or his representation. But right now, like I said, because he's such a squeaky clean guy, immaculate character, and he's the quarterback for the Cowboys, stuff like this happens, and then the world's just going to take it and just start spinning it into all kind of hot takes, man.
Now look, here's my thing. Eli Manning is guilty. I don't even care what the evidence says. Look at that dude's face, and you can't tell me that he doesn't look like the type of scumbag that's going to go ahead and forge some documents, fake some memorabilia, get whatever money he can get out of the situation. I have absolutely no faith in the character of that man. Eli did it.
Now, well, you know, I don't completely disagree. And then when you start looking at some of the allegations that are starting to surface with Brother Peyton,
yeah,
you know,
man.
It seems like it's kind of trickling down that tree. So, plus, who cares about the Giants? So, yeah.
Right. When in doubt, this is my philosophy. When in doubt, believe that the Mannings did something wrong. And then you normally be okay. And then that's just the way that you should go about living your life. Now, when it comes to Dak and these cards, supposedly I've read somewhere, and you know how it is on the first day that allegations come out, the signals get mixed. And we're going to talk about that later when we talk about Damian Wilson. But the signals get missed. And from what I'm understanding is there's a possibility he might not have even been presented the cards to sign. But Panini or whatever company it is, they send a blank copy. I guess you're supposed to sign by hand in the blank copy, and it's just all kind of convoluted right now to determine whether or not this happened. But the bigger issue for me is, why do people care so much about getting signatures on things? Like, how is that a thing?
I think it's more so for those individuals who are really collectors of the memorabilia, and they're really building these vaults of this authenticated and authentic, you know, merchandise, whether it be jerseys or helmets or, you know, cards or whatever the case may be. For that faction of the universe, they take it extremely seriously, whereas the remainder of us are kind of looking at it as, you know, well, we kind of stopped that in sixth grade.
Bruh,
but, you know,
listen, I didn't even stop in sixth grade. I carried my baseball cards up until like eighth, ninth grade. I used to, look, let me let my inner nerd out.
Oh, you were a late bloomer.
I carried them all the way from like fifth grade, and I used to go to baseball card shows. I had old school 1960s joints that I was selling. I was hustling baseball cards, dog.
You had the binder with the
little nine cards per page, and you don't ever double up. You don't ever put a card on the front and the back. You single slot only, and then you had the individual hard plastic cases for the real expensive stuff. So I get that whole thing.
You were next level with yours. I had it in the Trapper Keeper.
Dog,
but that's, you know, Trapper Keeper is for those that are of a certain age. So I don't want to show my full age just then, but you know.
I completely understand. And a Trapper Keeper is honestly the best binder that you could possibly have in the history of existence.
It had a Lamborghini on the front. Let me just put that out there so everybody understand exactly how fresh my Trapper Keeper was.
All I'm saying is that if you had that Trapper Keeper and you were walking into school with a metal He-Man lunchbox, you were winning.
Oh, yes.
There was absolutely no competition for you. You was knocking out everybody as you took your lunch ticket out of the little slot on your lottos with the changeable little colors. But we're not even going there right now.
Oh, yeah, because you were checking maybe on all the notes that were passed to you in class on that fine day.
Oh, definitely, because you didn't want to – you had to hedge your bets. You didn't really want to commit to anything. So if they gave you a maybe box, you were going ahead and checking maybe. You got to see what's going to happen. Now, back to this memorabilia thing. I can understand getting signatures at a ball game, at an event. You get your in person, you meet the guy, you want them to sign something that you own. That's legitimate. But this whole pre-signed stuff, an entire industry about stuff that's pre-signed, you didn't even meet the dude to get him to sign your stuff. Why do you even care? Why is this even a thing? But
Why do you even trust it? To your point, why do you even trust it? But I mean, it's a huge industry. So much so that, you know, Cowboys legend and Hall of Famer Emmitt Smith, he created a company that is now manufacturing a microchip that goes into merchandise that can tell the potential buyer if it's authentic or if it's not. So, I mean, that's the level it's at right now, where you have Hall of Famers that are jumping in and forming entire companies to try to combat it. So, obviously, there's a huge niche for that type of thing. But again, I'm with you. If I don't see you sign it, then you didn't sign it.
Right. I
don't care about the certificate that came in the box of Fruit Loops that says, you know, this is item 102 of a possible 105. You know, we're not going that route. I've been fooled by too many Cracker Jack boxes. That Dakota ring didn't always work. So, you know, that being said, if you didn't sign it in front of me, it's not real.
Yeah, keep it moving, man. That's it for what the what, man. I can't even get down with that. I saw that on my timeline, and I just had to bring it up today. But that
they're all over it.
Now, you know, this is our inaugural broadcast. We're rocking with Cowboy Sports Radio. Obviously, everybody, if you're listening, if you're catching this on either my site, which is cowboyswire.com, or if you're on Dallas 24/7 Sports, which is where Pat rocks out, obviously go get the Cowboy Sports Radio app, download it, put it on your phone. You can listen to our show, the other podcast that we have going on, some of the other guys from the Dallas Morning News, John Machada, he has a show on there. RJ Ochoa got a show. Landon McCool. Everybody's rocking on Cowboy Sports Radio. So get down with that. Download the app. Make sure that it's in your heavy rotation so you don't miss anything over the course of the Cowboys seasons. And, of course, here on Catch the Fade, you know what it's going to do. We're bringing you the latest and greatest in all the things that you're going to talk about at the water cooler or at your barbershop, and we're going to keep you on the up and up with everything that's going on.
Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. They achieve this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs. They've established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the U.S., and as a result, beef, chicken, and pork come from responsibly raised animals, and produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming. For less than $10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. It's super simple, too. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. You can also customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. Blue Apron has several delivery options, so you can choose what fits your needs. And there's no weekly commitment, so you only get deliveries when you want them. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/cowboys. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/cowboys. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Which leads us to our next segment, which is Square Up, partner. We got to throw some blows over this thing right here with Damian Wilson, because this brother played bumper cars with somebody in a damn parking lot.
Not necessarily just bumper cars, dude. Allegedly bumper car versus human being. So it wasn't car versus car.
Right.
It wasn't vehicle versus vehicle. It was car versus person.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is, and of course it started off one way and then it turned into something else, and then we've gotten more information now that the police report is out. But allegedly, Damian Wilson was at Toyota Stadium. FC Dallas was playing DC United. They had the whole fireworks show July 4th after the game, after the soccer. It's not a game, it's a soccer match. But after the match, they had the fireworks going on. And apparently sometime during the evening, Wilson wanted to park at a place that I guess was occupied by multiple cars and multiple vehicles that were tailgating. I guess he couldn't find a parking space. And he was like, look, y'all out here taking up all this space. Y'all just sitting around with chairs. Y'all got to move. Make room for a brother to come through and so I can go ahead and enjoy the festivities. And I guess apparently something got escalated. He tried to back into the space and he hit a young lady. We don't know what transpired before that. We don't know what kind of confrontation there might have been, how she was carrying it. Regardless, none of that matters once you strike somebody with your vehicle.
Correct.
He got dinged for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Now, I'm assuming, because he caught two charges, that one is for considering his vehicle a deadly weapon, because I'm sure that it can be classified as that. I'm almost positive I've heard of that.
You are correct.
That striking somebody with a vehicle on purpose is assault with a deadly weapon.
That is correct.
To top it all, main man pulls out a rifle and starts pointing at people.
Mm. That's what the report says.
Come on, bro.
What's crazy to me is I mean, a lot of us have been in those types of situations where things can potentially escalate and get out of hand. And unfortunately, nowadays, things like road rage are prevalent. And that kind of spills over to a situation like this, you know, fighting for a parking spot. And in actuality, it's never really that. It's never that serious. And now where we are is, at no point in the course of the events, and again, we have the police report, so, you know, you pretty much laid it all out there what happened. That's what we know the allegations are. Now, if the majority of that is true, I don't understand how there was no mental checkpoint within Damian Wilson's mind that said, hey, you know what? They have absolutely nothing to lose should this escalate, and I have everything to lose. Like, that switch never went off in his mind. And that's what I have a problem with.
Right.
To the point where maybe, now if you take the allegation that he brandished the rifle out of the equation, let's say you take that out of the equation, it's already a bad situation, but it's explainable because maybe he was backing into the spot.
It didn't see her.
And the young lady walked behind his truck on purpose.
On purpose, exactly. Yep.
That is quite possible. I'm willing to concede to that. However, once we start talking about he allegedly pulled out a rifle or showed the rifle in a threatening manner, you can no longer excuse any of that away. Because even if you say, well, maybe she walked in behind the truck so that he would purposefully bump her with it, still doesn't explain brandishing the firearm in a threatening manner. So he's in it deep right now. And I mean really deep.
Now, here's what I'm going to do, because this is what we always need to do. We know that initial police reports don't always tell the whole story.
Oh, of course.
We know that there are circumstances where people can be in a situation, and because there are more people telling the story on one side than can defend your side of the story, that things get explained and officially documented in a way that didn't really occur. So
Absolutely.
We always have to leave that possibility open. always. Like you said, it could have very easily have been a situation where he said he was going to park there and backing up at 2 miles per hour, 3 miles per hour, that somebody volunteered themselves to get hit. That's a possibility.
Well, that's even if the contact was made. She could have pulled an Ezell from Friday.
Yep,
just,
exactly.
My neck, my back. But continue.
Now, continuing that even further, what if people, because there was a group of people, what if they were the aggressors on Damian Wilson after this confrontation happened? What if he was just refusing to back down and let a group of people bully him into a situation where he was forced to defend himself? Now, if this man, let's just say we're throwing it out there because we don't have any parts of the story outside of the police report.
Right.
Let's say that this group of people, what if somebody pulled a gun on him? What if somebody showed a gun and he grabbed his rifle as self-defense? Like, y'all not going to pull a gun on me. Y'all not going to threaten my life. I got this rifle here.
Quite possibly.
And these people have multiple cars and there's multiple people and they could easily go and hide their gun and they're not part of it and, you know, all this sort of thing.
And have their friends and associates vouch for their side of the story.
Exactly. We have no idea how any of that stuff played out. But because of the instant reaction that we're forced to do covering the team and basically fans and media everywhere, knowing that just in general it's not a good look for anybody to pull a gun on anybody, especially when you have a sports contract of multimillion dollar capacity, funding your existence, it's never a smart situation to get yourself in. But there are feasible and rational explanations behind what happened that
Absolutely.
Could have been how it played out. And we don't know either way
Absolutely.
Which was correct.
I mean, you're right. And a police report is just that. It's a report. It's based on sourced information, and the sources are those parties that are present once law enforcement arrives. And of course, law enforcement, you know, once they get there, they weren't there 99% of the time to actually witness what transpired. So they canvass and they take an account from each person that's there. And like you said, if it was simply Damian and maybe one or two other individuals, but it's up against 6, 7, 8, 10, 15 tailgaters, you know, so now you have 15 accounts versus 6 accounts, majority rules
Yep.
when it comes to the police report. So when it comes out, it looks like, you know, Damian is the bad guy. And again, we're not saying that he is or he is not. What we're simply doing is maintaining the perspective that we don't have all the facts. So before we call for the Cowboys to release Damian Wilson, not knowing all of the facts, I mean, the Cowboys don't even have all of the facts, and they're his
Exactly.
employer. Because keep in mind, we keep saying allegation for a reason, because the police report is, again, it's sourced information. Law enforcement wasn't present at the time that whatever occurred transpired. So hopefully, as the facts begin to come out, it turns out that it's not nearly or not as bad at all as it first appears. But as it stands, it's a horrible look for an NFL player, especially for a Cowboys player, the most criticized team on the planet. It just puts them in a very bad position, because he was the one taking most of the first team reps thus far in minicamp and in previously in OTAs. So kind of puts them in a bind. But again, they're still fact gathering. So we'll see how it goes, because even if the charges are dropped or they don't go worst case scenario, which is he's facing a felony, you know, aggravated
assault,
right,
exactly,
two
yeah.
felonies, he's still going to face potential NFL punishment. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the way it reads is assault is a baseline 6-game suspension. And then they can escalate from that. So them being the NFL. So he has a big hole to climb out of right now.
Yeah, the NFL language on suspensions and on personal conduct policy and violations of a violent nature, they have their rules are ambiguous for a reason. They like the wiggle room. They want to be able to say, to choose between various levels of punishment based on the incident. But again, this isn't a good look for Damian Wilson or the Cowboys. We know that they already are facing an oncoming suspension for Nolan Carroll. He had a DWI
yep.
back in May, so he's probably going to be sat down for the first 2 games of the season.
That's 2 games.
David Irvin got the 4 games because he had the PED use, which was speculated that it came from his former agent, and it was something that he was, marketing or deciding whether he was going to market a product or not, and that dinged him on the PED test. So we know that's coming. But again, it's hard We know what it is for Cowboys fans online. Everybody's shooting for us. Everybody wants to see the Cowboys suffer. And that leads us to our final segment of the day. These Eagles and Washington fans going to catch this fade, bruh. Because they might be the two dumbest fan bases in the history of the universe. They jump in your timeline and say the most ridiculous things with complete disregard for what their team does. They'll sit
and
they're
so passionate about it.
So passionate about it. They'll
so passionate in their inaccuracy.
Dog. They'll sit there and talk trash about the Cowboys. Like, I had a Washington fan in my mentions today seriously tweeting, two playoff wins in 20 years? LOL, 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 LOL. I mean, four lines with the LOL. Bruh, the Cowboys have won two playoff games since 2009.
Right.
Washington has won two playoff games since 1999. The drought for Washington is longer than the Cowboys. Yet this moron was actually sitting there talking trash about the Cowboys' drought. Like, what world is this, man?
And that is Twitter, man. Like you always see me say, Twitter, go on Twitter. You know, because at the end of the day, what it boils down to is most of them are trolls. They're just, you know. Well, at least half of them are trolls. I'll give them that much credit, if any at all. At least half of them are just simply looking for reaction. But there's literally a large faction of both of those fan bases that genuinely don't know what the hell they're talking about. But you can't tell them that they're ignorant of the actual facts. It's just like I had an Eagles fan jump in my mentions. I think it was last week sometimes. You know, I can't remember the date because Eagle fans get in my mentions all the time. But this particular guy, you know, he starts talking about how old the Cowboys' rings are. Now, I didn't bring up the rings. He brought up the rings.
Right.
So then I noticed that he was an Eagles fan. But what made matters worse is if you go to his page, his bio actually throws shade at the Falcons for not having a ring. I don't know where I am anymore. Where are we? Is this Black Mirror? Is this Twilight Zone? What's going on? You know what I mean? But that's clearly indicative of the mind frame of a team, particularly like the Eagles, who have zero expectations, so the smallest thing becomes a huge achievement for them, like winning, quote-unquote, winning an NFL draft, winning the preseason. No. You don't play to win the NFL draft or the preseason. Where's your rings? Show me some jewelry.
They only worry about the process, and we weren't about a process getting us to the promised land. Now, for me, the Eagles fans remind me of Rob Kardashian. They're the type of dudes that sit there and wife up a woman, allegedly a woman of the night, and prone to those sort of professional courtesies, and think that he is shaming somebody else for securing her services. Now, how does this dude even think he's coming off going to T.I. like, you wop, wop, wop for you and your wife, you brought her in, you paid her this and what, and so on and so forth. Bruh, you married her.
That's on you.
That's your bad.
And it's really blowing up in his face because all he really did with the accusations he hurled at T.I. was make T.I. look, you know, that much more credible in the eyes of the hip-hop community.
Right.
Right? So that shade failed, and it kind of blew up in his face. But like you said, we're from a different background, and you don't try to turn, you know, one thing into another thing. You take it for what it is. Otherwise, you end up like Rob Kardashian or – Eagles fans, if we're making that relation, where you chose wrong.
Yeah, bro, you chose wrong. If you were going to Philly, wrong. I feel sorry for you because you chose wrong, man.
Y'all ain't
never getting a ring. And you just going to have to sit there and live in jealousy of the Cowboys Nation forever and ever.
There you go. You made your bed. You got to line it. Now, if the bed has ticks, fleas, chiggers, you know, bed bugs, you know, and everything else, that you know, that's where you chose to live. Now, don't hate us because we are currently in the Waldorf Astoria, whereas you're at the Super 8 off of exit 51. You know, I didn't choose that life for you. Just know your role. That's the main thing with me, Katie. It's just know your position, right? And that's why I can say I at least have respect for teams like or fan bases like the Giants, even though obviously we don't like them, but I can respect them.
Right.
I can respect fan bases like the Patriots and things like that, the Steelers, because those fan bases now
and I say now relevant to the Patriots, not necessarily the Steelers, obviously, but now that they have a winning culture, they know what it feels like to win, they expect to win.
Right.
But then you have teams like the Eagles and, you know, the Redskins to a higher degree, but still they haven't won a ring since, you know, theirs are older than ours. But then you find it in your heart to sit in a safe place and you get your thumbs working, and then you get entangled in a conversation with individuals that you should have had no business getting into a conversation right. with because it never ends how you think it's going to end.
Look. I can see them going at Cowboy Joe Schmo. The average Cowboys fan, you want to get into it, so on and so forth, because not everybody has dedicated themselves to knowing the ins and outs of the team. Casual fans don't need to. They have no purpose of knowing all of the stats about, you know, Ezekiel Elliott having 1,631 yards.
They have us for that.
Exactly. But why, as a fan, would you go at somebody that obviously knows everything in and out about their team and probably more about your team? Because that's part of the job, too, is knowing the opponent.
Correct.
Why would you get into that back and forth with somebody that obviously is dedicated to knowing all of that about the team? You get embarrassed every time.
Every time.
But they keep on coming.
That they do. And, you know, like you said, I don't get the audacity of it. That's really what it boils down
right.
to. It's the audacity of someone who has achieved little to nothing or nothing whatsoever, trying to explain to someone who lives, sleeps, breathes this team and subsequently the rival teams of the Cowboys. And then they want to come at you and, you know, with incorrect facts, and they try to hide. Remember, you and I were talking one time on Twitter, people try to hide behind the LOL. Just because you put an LOL or an emoji doesn't mean that your point isn't frail. It just means that you're trying to hide behind the laugh. It's a psychological tactic.
Man,
you've seen it before.
If your tweet has more than two of the same emoji, I already know you're faking. If you got seven crying smiley faces and after whatever you said, nobody thinks their own jokes are that funny. You're obviously masking your own personal deficiency. Now, look.
So overcompensatory.
Yeah. Like, seriously, you got 14 lines. It's only 140 characters, bro. How you got 14 lines of emojis over your three words that you were wrong in the first place? It's inconceivable to me that these dudes actually exist. Now, I do have to send out a public service announcement. As much as we like beating down trolls, and it gives me great pleasure to beat down trolls. Patrick
good.
And I are not for hire. You cannot get into
God.
It with Eagles and Redskins fans and then at us in your tweets and say, KD, tell this guy what's what. We love
say it louder for the
we
people
love
in the
Cowboys
back.
Nation. But
say it louder for the people in the back.
We're not for hire, bro. You know, if you bit off more than you can chew, just let it go.
Right. Take your L.
Take your personal L. Look, I'll even say this. Hit us in the DMs, and we'll send you links to some articles that'll give you some facts that you can use against these folks. That might
right.
be more along the line. But I can't jump into every battle that my followers get into. My Twitter feed is there for you so that we can interact among Cowboys fans. I can't take on any other hatred because I get enough of it on my own already.
Right. Now, should we, as a continuation of this PSA, should KD and myself come across some trolling or some ribbing from rival Cowboys fans just by happenstance, we will chime in and we will defend the star more than adequately, as most of our followers are very well aware of. However, again, to restate, you can't just tag us in off the ropes.
That, there you go.
That is not how this works.
There you go. We're not reaching across the apron underneath the ropes to drag your guy out of the ring. We can't do that. But what we can do is continue to cover the Cowboys for you. We appreciate all of the support. You know we're just funny.
Love you guys and gals.
We love the
love
way that y'all
you.
Interact with us on Twitter all day long. You can find Patrick at Voice of the Star. You can find me at KD Drummond NFL. Give us a follow if you're not already. I don't know what you've been doing. You're wasting your Twitter existence if you haven't been following us to this point. Again, Patrick, tell them where to find you online. Give them your website again.
You want to go to dal.247sports.com. I'm the lead writer there, so 99% of the articles are going to be pushed out by me. Also, a good easy way to find me is if you're mobile, more often than not, like most of the free world is right now, go ahead to either Google Play or the iTunes App Store and download CBS Sports. Make Dallas Cowboys your favorite team, obviously, and then you'll see my pieces come up there as well.
And obviously, again, you can find me at KD Drummond NFL at CowboysWire.com. If you're into some interesting facts about another team, you can always find me at SaintsWire.com. I'm running both of those locations. You know what it is. We love to cover this team. We love to interact with you guys. There's nothing more fun than having a bunch of jokes with Cowboys fans on Twitter. And these opposing teams, they jump in there. They never have their facts straight. And we bludgeon them to death until they go away or until they're yelling into the mute button. So that's what we do. That's our pastime. Let us enjoy it.
Science.
There you go. There you go. It's a bit of science and a lot of mathematics if you want to add it all up. And that's the way that we're going to roll. We appreciate you guys tuning in for this inaugural episode of Catch This Fade. We're going to go ahead and keep doing this on a weekly basis. We're going to take a little bit of a vacation and then come back right before training camp. And then we're going to bang it out with you guys through the rest of the training camp into the regular season and the playoffs all the way into the Super Bowl. You know what it is. 2017 is the Cowboys year. My man, Patrick, as always, it's a pleasure.
A pleasure here, man, KD. And I will see you guys and gals on the other side. Follow us on Twitter. Check out the articles. This is what we do. See you guys soon.
You know what it is. Salute.
Can't barely get one, man. They see me with three or four, man. He kill himself, man. Young Pimp. Young Pimp going quick, man. They don't say that shit to me, man.
Yo, what's happening?
Grand Hustle, man.
Big Country Kane.
Yeah, man, my C-gut on the beat.
Let's
you know what's happening.
Seen him in a Caribbean, passing by you, sitting high, you flying in with jersey.
Girl,
and we be breaking girls in, you don't want my girl to keep away from your team.
My girl got a girlfriend.
They make you want a girl, where we be balling, you be calling, why you won't let her.
My girl got a girlfriend.
And we be breaking girls in, you don't want my girl to keep away from your team.
I'm super fly, few of my lady friends are super bad. Sexuals are usually hot, might even give you a try. Getting in to know, you never know whether they do or not. They ain't gay, they just like to play and love to screw a lot. Especially when they bad at Gabrielle and got them booty shot. See them up in body tell, only stay for stupid now. Make it rain, smacking asses till they booty drop. I train, just to show all you lame. You ain't hiding, fake niggas ain't with a shit that you ain't got. Like little watches, better bras, and all the cars that you ain't caught. Exclusive S classes, standing tall in the parking lot. Saw her pull out with seven freaks. Is that what you so soft about?
My girl got a girlfriend.
You seen a bit of Caribbean, passing by you, sitting high, you flying in with jersey.
My girl got a girlfriend.
And we be breaking girls in, you don't want my girl to keep away from your
girl. My girl got a girlfriend.
It make you want a girl. Where we be ballin', you be callin', why you won't let her.
My girl got a girlfriend.
And we be breaking girls in, you don't want my